From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission, to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
Clay T. Waters, Captain's Log. Stardate. Hey, what day is it? Yeah, I know it's the day after yesterday, but seriously, what day is it? Really? Anyone? What day is it? Seriously, no one? Well, Stardate, day after yesterday. We have been confined to Starship Blue House, third from the corner, for 8 weeks now, floating aimlessly, without direction or destination. The crew is doing remarkably well, given our circumstances. Morale has been tolerant and supportive, with much consideration for the vastness of the unknown. Discussions are now commonly breaking out about the appropriate social distancing bubbles and the adjustment to what are the current communal appropriate behavior ground rules now. We have been surviving on rations from the randomly arriving Amazon pods that land at our front docking porch, and with limited and selective hunting and gathering expeditions. Fresh fruits and frozen items are still in short supply. We've started rationing toilet paper now, as we were down to single-ply rolls only. This is causing some consternation amongst the crew, with questions like, how do I count a single square? Is it one or just a half? And the most discomforting question of all is just why? Why single ply? Why would anyone create such a thing? On a lighter note, I heard that Major Tom has finally been able to reestablish contact with ground control. And he is actually feeling much better about his situation now. Starship Blue House Log, out.
Vice Admiral Cat Radar, Captain's Log, Stardate May 11th, 2020. Our multi-month mission, to explore strange new social distancing, to seek out new ways of life and no new viruses, to boldly go where no extrovert has gone before. Well, at least willingly. I've been home since March 16th. The mesquite tree was bare in our backyard, and the skies were gray and weird the week before. I cleaned out my office of notebooks and pens and my keyboard, walking home with my backpack overflowing with cords and cables. The first month, I just wanted to bake. Recently, I made a cake with oranges from a friend's tree in Oro Valley and handed him the cake through a gap in the window of his car, using gloves and grilling tongs to keep us apart. The last cake I baked into mason jars so I can give them away to friends for easy sanitizing before they eat them. Now that it's over 100 degrees, I'm baking with a toaster oven outside. I just want to eat cheese sticks and apples and maybe learn to photosynthesize. When I'm not sweltering in the kitchen, my roommate and I have been sewing masks for friends and nurses and gardening. We've started way too many types of squash, and I gave away extra seedlings on the neighborhood mailing list. We were very excited when Spadefoot Nursery reopened. I'm also going to yoga and workout classes remotely, and have spent the last almost 2 months watching the mesquite tree in my backyard leaf out while laying on the ground in Shavasana. I'm at higher risk for complications if I get the virus, so I've been staying home. My friends are worried about my health, so they go to the grocery store and to the pharmacy for me, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to them and that I can stay home and reduce my own risk when many people don't have the luxury of this choice available to them. In mid-March, I felt a lot of anticipatory grief. I ranted about how preventable the worsening situation was. On one bad day, I went to the dam at Sabino Canyon and wailed, hoping the rushing water would dampen any sounds of my keening. Eventually, some friends staged interventions over the phone and from 6 feet away, and I resolved to be a source of stability for others throughout the upheaval caused by the pandemic. As someone with an autoimmune disorder, I've spent my adult life contemplating my own mortality. As a graduate student, I live with constant uncertainty and the existential angst that goes along with being in school this long. In some ways, I've conditioned to be okay in rapidly evolving and upsetting, changing environments. As Spock said, change is the essential process of all existence. I've been trying to trust the people around me are doing their best with these changes, even if they're acting angry or scared. I'm taking care of myself so I can take care of others around me to help them live long and prosper in our new reality.
This is Dr. Joe, Captain's Log, Stardate 4.54B0503-2020, homeless. I see homeless people camped on sidewalks and wandering the heat-crazed streets in my neighborhood as I walk from my home on South Meyer to Five Points Market and Cafe. The restaurant is closed now, of course, but I can still order takeout to pick up at the door. Primavera has a shelter in the neighborhood where I used to see groups huddled around the entrance, but I don't see them there now. St. Vincent de Paul operates a large thrift store nearby, but it's also closed due to the pandemic. The apparent suffering of these homeless people is sometimes hard to witness without wondering what can be done to help them, while at the same time not encouraging further nuisance for my neighbors with homes and businesses in the area. The numbers of people living on the streets is increasing all across the country. And along with this phenomenon are the increased problems of sanitation, public safety, and the overall quality of life in most American cities. Now the virus threatens to kill them as they huddle under bridges or under trees in the park. There's a bumper sticker I see from time to time that says, "Engage in random acts of kindness." That is a good prompt. Find ways to engage the person walking down the street. Just say hello is a start, but finding some meaningful way to interact, preferably a way that allows a transaction that is honorable. The other morning I was working in the garden on the lot next to my home, where I saw a man walking down the street carrying a large plastic garbage bag filled with aluminum cans. Now, since the onset of the coronavirus, the recycling center nearest to my house has been closed, and my wife and I have accumulated an embarrassing amount of aluminum cans, mostly craft beer cans from our favorite local breweries. So I called out to the man, "Hey, do you have a place where you can cash in those cans?" He looked up, surprised that I had called out to him, and said, "Sure, I got a place." I said, "I got a whole lot of aluminum cans that I can give you if you want them." He brightened up and said, "Sure, I can use them." I told him that I would place the bags of cans behind my truck. He told me that he would stash the cans he had in his bag and would be back in about 15 minutes. And sure enough, he was back and carried off all the bags. As he left, he called out, "God bless you."
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
Captain's Log, Stardate May the 6th, 2020, National Nurses Day. My name's Kristen Shaw. I'm a nurse for the last 33 years, and I've been a substitute DJ on Dead Air on KXCI for the last 5 years. I've not yet stayed home from my job. As a home health nurse, my skills, time, and support are needed for our patient population in Tucson. I await my exposure to COVID-19 and the necessary 14-day self-quarantine that I will need to protect my friends, family, and patients, hoping to live through these strange and scary times. As a home health RN case manager, I see patients in their homes 4 days a week, feeling blessed to be able to work, help others in a clinical and spiritual way. Sometimes just holding a hand, placing my hand on someone's shoulder, or reassuring a family member is the most that I can do. I take one day off a week to hike and rebalance in nature with my hiking group, the Saguaro Blossoms. We socially distance but are able to walk, hike, and swim. This goes a long way to release the stress, fear, and frustration of wearing a mask every day, washing my hands obsessively, and troubleshoot to protect all those that I come in contact with all day long in my work. Working in healthcare means that my eating habits, rest, and free time are my best defense immunologically. Definitely enjoying roasting vegetables for soups, sauces, quiches, and all sorts of additions to other dishes. Also working on a Christmas cookie project. For decades, I've made 5 to 6 types of Christmas cookies and gifted them to friends as holiday presents every year. Haven't done this in many years. Recently, I decided that it's time to enjoy the simple pleasures. Making a batch of cookies a week and sharing with friends and family, sharing a smile goes a long way to replacing the hugs I wish I could share. How am I feeling? This is the hardest question of all, because I strive every day to be calm, caring, and reassuring. Checking in with myself each morning during yoga practice is helping with grounding and centering. Meditation and allowing myself to accept my own mortality, putting the needs of patients and families first, and accepting my potential demise is teaching me daily about love, strength, and understanding the bigger picture. Nursing is not a job, it's always been my vocation, and accepting the boundaries of my profession and impact on the community is very important to me. I have a loving, supporting friend network, and they check in with me regularly, give me homemade fabric masks, food, toilet paper, and a caring voice 6 feet away, most strengthening support I've ever felt. Feeling so blessed that I left the crowded and entitled Northeast to become a part of our small community where we support each other and make a difference every day. Thank you, KXCI, and everyone in our community.
This is Tracy Howe, Captain's Log, star date 5-7-2020. This is our family's 60th day in quarantine. I'm spending my days on Zoom meetings, helping my daughter with fourth grade geometry and Spanish translations. I'm trying to keep my body moving by going on neighborhood walks at dusk and trying to stay engaged in the work of justice in our beautiful community. Judge Kyle Bryson, if you're listening, please end money bail and waive all court fees and fines. We need less people in prison during this crisis, not more. I now have a Bean subscription, so every day I enjoy a fresh cup of Cartel coffee, followed by a power bowl of chia seeds, oatmeal, and nuts. After that, I grab whatever is left in the fridge, or wait for my partner to cook up another batch of Mediterranean soup or whatever he's earmarked in the recipe books for the week. We are definitely not rationing or hungry. Day to day feels a bit out of time. Some days I have a lot of creative energy and physical endurance to record a new song and post it on social media. Some days I never change my clothes and want to go back to bed by 11 a.m. I'm trying not to judge. I'm trying to be self-aware and compassionate. I'm trying not to create expectations of myself that prevent me from being present. Right now, in this moment, I'm grateful.
Child, you gotta keep body you have alive. Child, you gotta keep the body you have alive. Love it, keep it strong. Be wise and survive. Child, you gotta keep the body you have alive. You gotta keep the soul you've got whole. Child, you've gotta keep the soul you've got whole. to keep the soul you've got whole. And you will never be alone when you do. Your ancestors, your God, are holding you. And for as long as I can, I'll be here too. You gotta protect the air you're gonna breathe. Child, you gotta protect the air you're gonna breathe. Water is life and sacred the fight. To remember we are dust and light. Child, you gotta protect the air you're gonna breathe. Never be alone when you do. Your ancestors, your God, are holding you. And for as long as I can, I'll be here too. For as long as I can, I'll be here too. For as long as I can, I'll be here too. Child, you gotta build the world you want to live in. Child, you gotta build the world you want to live in. The beautiful, the just, for joy and for love. Child, you gotta build the world you want to live in. The beautiful, the just, for joy and for love. Child, you gotta build the world you want to live in.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of quarantine and social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me today. We'd really like to hear from you. To submit a log, email me at amya@kxci.org. That's amya@kxci.org. Thank you to Clay T. Waters of Denver, Colorado, Vice Admiral Kat Radar, Dr. Joe Patterson, Kristen Shaw, and Tracy Howe for sharing your life on today's program. Sending good thoughts your way. As for music played on today's program, you just heard Tucson-based artist Tracy Howe's beautiful new single, Build the World, as well as music from Meg Bowles, Cluster, and Eno. In the background right now is the Chromatics. You can find our complete playlist at kxci.org. Special thank you to all the mothers out there, especially my mother. I love you, Mom. You are sassy and smart. And by the way, your grandson thinks you're the best. Be well out there. Stay safe.
Live long and prosper.